There are trains, ferries, buses, bikes, and just about everything for people to get around. But that's more so in cities. In rural areas, transit options are often one, driving solo in cars. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Esme Jimenez explores how public transit is changing in central and eastern Washington, and who is still being left without wheels.
The bus leaves Moses Lake at 7:45 sharp. It's a little white one with 18 seats. It'll get to Wenatchee in about 2 hours, stopping in Ephrata and Quincy at hospitals and senior homes. Between those stops, mostly cropland. All aboard the Health Express. The bus is run by People for People. The nonprofit operates in 7 central and eastern Washington counties. It connects the dots between several county and state transit agencies. It also serves vulnerable populations, low-income folks, veterans, sick and disabled residents, students, and just those who don't have a ride. Adam Quintanilla is 74. He's taking the Health Express today to his radiation appointment in Wenatchee.
It was hard for me to drive now because I can hardly get around. So
Quintanilla relies on the Health Express for his medical appointments. His car is currently out of commission. But using the service is still difficult in terms of time.
So if their appointment went past that, they were stranded because that was it.
That's Rosenda Henley. She's the People for People mobility manager. She explains that because the bus covers such a large area, it only comes twice a day from Moses Lake to Wenatchee. And that's an improvement. The bus used to only go there and back once a day. But after community feedback, the organization added a second trip. That still means riders have to invest an entire day on an outing and plan around pickup times. That works for people who are retired or have flexible schedules. But Henley explains that for parents, especially working mothers, the time crunch is harder because they need to be back to pick up their kids from school. People for People works with the larger central and eastern Washington community to improve schedules. But of course, money is limited. And they have to be utilitarian about it, allocating the most funds and routes to places where the most people benefit. Bob Walsh is People for People's transportation manager for Adams, Lincoln, and Grant counties. He thinks the younger generation is car-averse. They don't want the hassle of getting a car.
You know, paying for insurance, getting a license. You know, they'd rather just dial their phone and get a ride or actually just go to the corner, catch the bus.
That sounds like good news, right? If young people are more likely to avoid cars, then that's good for transit. Well, not exactly. First, People for People technically can't compete with county transit agencies according to their contracts. People for People is a nonprofit that aids current transportation and often subcontracts with larger transit organizations. But it has to be equivalent to, not better than, according to Walsh. And point two, despite rural transportation services being available, a lot of times, people don't know they exist. Rosenda Henley, the transit coordinator, often gets feedback that they need to do more outreach. So she shows up at community fairs and town halls to spread the word. Still, it's not a perfect way to advertise to over 500,000 people across 7 counties. So while King County may have double the population, it's easier to ditch the car for other options. Out here, it's often tracking down the resource, accessing it, and making it work despite any limitations.
Every Wednesday, I got to go down there. I got to kind of take care of myself, Yeah.
For Adam Quintanilla, that means riding the Health Express to his appointments and hoping he catches the bus back home in time. I'm Esme Jimenez in Moses Lake.